Let's talk about scams, baby. They're scamming on you and me.
It's Khadija.
And Catherine.
And we're the hosts of High Time for True Crime.
We have a special treat for you all.
We'll be discussing different scams and bringing a few special guests.
If you or a friend have a scam story you'd like to share with us, please DM us or email us at hightimefortruecrime@gmail.com.
Also, please share our podcast and follow us on all social media platforms at High Time for True Crime. And if you like our podcast, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you for all your support so far.
So we've been talking about getting scammed or being a part of a scam and not necessarily realizing it till you are already gainfully employed.
So scam alert!
Yikes. I mean, if you're getting in your bag, maybe you shouldn't be getting in other people's.
No. Just... And I was like, the one thing that, like, when I told the police officer, I was just like, the one thing that kind of, like, made me upset was the fact that they're preying on people that are actually looking for a fucking job.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any money. I have $10 to my fucking name.
Yeah, why are you on Indeed trying to scam? Like, scam an employer, not an employee.
Scam
if
Sally
you
gotta
Mae, scam somebody.
Scam Sally Mae for fuck's sake. Like, come
yeah.
on now.
Hello.
Take out a fucking student loan and disappear.
Exactly.
But, so, I got scammed. Well, I mean, I didn't really get scammed because they didn't really take anything from me.
Okay, backtracking a little bit, though. Bitch, I told you that shit was a scam 30
yeah.
seconds in.
And I was just like, I mean, because I did my research, but then I was like, something in me was just like,
this
message her. Because I was able to find her on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I was just like, let me just message her.
That's good. That person's not very smart either. Like,
but I don't know how they got her thing. Because she was just like, you're like the third person that's contacted me this week. And I was just like, yeah, you probably need to.
You need
know.
To contact
yeah.
the authorities and
I mean,
the Social
she did
Security
the
Administration.
Yeah, she has talked to the police before, but she was just like, it's an old driver's license now. She was like, I got a new one. She was like, I suggest you get a new one too. She was like, I didn't ask her what they got out of it or if anyone else, like what the other people happened to them.
Yeah.
But I guess those people went far enough to deposit the check and that whole fraudulent thing. So I was like, you said you were sending me a certified check like through the mail, and now you're sending me a photo
yeah like
check
bitch
via email.
I will drive to a Western Union
and,
like
yeah
that's something I'll do but
no I'm not gonna. And I was like, Wells Fargo does not, the mobile banking app, it's very sensitive.
It is
very sensitive. And I was like, I'm not gonna be able to put this in my fucking bank account, like what's the point? No, like, this is stupid. But I didn't tell the person that's on the other end, like, oh, I know that you're a scammer. So they're like, we're going to send you something in the mail. And I was like, okay, that's cool too. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just give that to the police so they can just scan it and like have more evidence. But I went to Bank of America. Okay, so this is what happened. So I applied for the job on Indeed. And the job I applied for was an administrative assistant job, which was based out of, I mean, I don't think it was, I think the location of the job wasn't based in Atlanta, but you could do it.
A remote job.
You could do
yeah.
it from home. It's a charity organization, so I'm pretty sure they're like all over the place or whatever. So that's how they got my original information. So I'm assuming that the original Indeed post is fake. So after that, that's how she got it. And she texted me because my phone number is on my
Indeed.
My resume.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just easier for the I just much rather you call me instead of go through email and all this other bullshit.
Yeah, I don't check all my emails.
I check my email before I check anything.
Yeah.
But I'm a stage manager, so
yeah.
that's in my blood. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, ooh, email. And if it's not, like, spam or something, then I'm just like, ooh, like, someone actually sent me an email. Like, this is great. I love emails. But I was just like, okay, so she sent me the post as well. And she also sent me a thing through Indeed. So I was like, okay, this has to be like somewhat legit. Like I never encountered a scam on Indeed except for that multi-level marketing. But I mean, it wasn't necessarily
That's,
a scam.
Yeah, MLMs are very convoluted scams.
Yeah, it's basically free labor.
Yeah.
If we're gonna,
but
yeah.
you own your own business.
Bullshit.
From your phone.
Exactly. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But anyway, we'll talk about that one too. So whenever she sent me the post on that stuff, I was like, okay, this like aligns up. But you also didn't ask for a background check. And she was just like, well, we'll handle all of the paperwork on Monday and before I send you the check. And she was just like, I just need your driver's license to verify that you are who you say you are. Which most jobs
yeah.
want to know that you, your driver's license yeah. number on any job application because they want to make sure that you are who you say you are. So I was like, okay, fine. There wasn't really too many red flags at that point. But whenever she was just like 16 hours of work for $650 a week, I was just like, that sounds pretty sketchy.
But sometimes rich people, you never know.
They don't give a fuck. And I was like, I've never been a personal assistant before. So, and I mean, if she made it sound very urgent, like she needs someone to work like this coming up week. And she was like, my old assistant is unable to fulfill her duty. So I need to pass it on to someone else. And I need to train someone else to do this.
Yeah.
And she was like, we'll meet whenever I get back in town. And I was like, okay, cool. Or we'll get back into the country, whatever. So I was like, okay, cool, fine, whatever. And she sent me a picture ID of someone else. It was the lady that I contacted. And I was like, okay, so I know who you are. You know who I am. They're like, we need trust, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. And I mean, she, on Friday, we had a conversation for maybe, we talked for maybe like 2 or 3 hours. And then after
on the phone?
No, 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 no.
Okay.
Through text message. Text message.
Did you ever talk to this person on the phone?
No, I never called her.
Okay.
Because we corresponded through email mostly. Because she just texted me to verify that my email was correct or yeah. whatever. And I was like, yes, this is everything. And she was like, just send me your address, send me your photo ID. And then she was like, that's all I need from you. And then we'll handle background check and all that shit on Monday. And I was like, okay, cool. So at least she's asking for a background check. That's what made the red flags calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
And plus I was able to verify that this person is a real person.
And they were attached to that organization. Yeah.
I didn't look her up on Facebook because I mean,
that's a kind of a breach. And sometimes when you look somebody up on Facebook, you'll show up and there are people you may know.
Yeah. Well, the people you may know is actually based off of friends that you have and also people that you basically cross paths with. So of course your phone is always on, locations are always yeah. on. So even what's the weird thing, like if you go, a lot of people that were therapists and doctors started to sue Facebook because every time they would go on Facebook, their patients would literally pop up or their doctor would pop up and be like, this is someone that you should add friends yeah. with. And it's the confidentiality. You can't, they're like, we can't be friends with you. And
yeah.
it's based on who you cross paths with location wise all the time. So they're like, oh, maybe you guys like will actually hang out in real life and post some things on Facebook. So you can use our service even fucking more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this lady reached out to me on Indeed. So I, like, saw the official post and I was like, okay. So this, like, everything kind of lines up. I look her up and, like, she actually does work for this organization. But someone just stole her identity, basically. So they send me an email. This morning I was, like, laying in bed, listening to our podcast, being a law-abiding citizen with a calm, very calm aura at this time. Because, you know, I get riled up. And I'm just sitting there and Miss Wendy fucking texts me and she was like, hey, are you available to do, you know, some stuff today? And I was like, yeah, sure. But I was like, you know, I don't have any money from you. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not getting, yeah. I'm not, literally not getting out of my bed no. until I know
this. And it also funds. Made sense for her to send me a check rather than a direct deposit, because I wouldn't want to direct deposit something into someone's bank account without knowing them. And I also wouldn't want someone to direct deposit something into my bank account without being able to know who they are.
Yeah.
So if you send me a certified check and then you call the fraud department on me, I don't give a fuck. I will march up to Wells Fargo and show you them all the text messages, all the emails, everything that's
correspond. We will have a case number, bitch.
We will have multiple case number, bitches. Like, I'm not playing games like that. So I was like, and also you sent, I was like, if you're going to send me money, an e-check is even
yeah.
easier. You just go through a website and then they deposit, you put your bank information in there and then they'll deposit the check into your account. So I was like, okay, but you're sending me an email. You're like, okay, I'm going to send you the money. And I'm like, okay, but she doesn't have any of my bank information. How's she going to send this to me? Is she sending it via mail? She also wants me to do stuff today. So I'm kind of confused. And then she was like, okay, I sent your email. Please confirm that you got it. And I was like, I got your email. I read the email and the email says, Let me pull her up. So
got the receipts.
Yeah. So the email says, hi, how are you doing today? She was like, attached is your check. You're required to print it out, the check, endorse it, and deposit it with your bank app. Then make a payment. Let me know when it's done. I'll also be waiting for, I'm also waiting for a list of items for you to purchase and we'll give you further instructions. So I was like, okay, cool. So she basically told me that, like, because the organization that she works for, or the original Wendy works for, is a charity organization for orphans. So they send out things like all over the world, all over the country to orphanages to give these kids school supplies, toys, whatever, XYZ. And I was like, yeah. I'm doing some charitable work. Yes.
Getting paid.
Good karma.
Yeah.
She just sends me an email and she was like, hey, you know, like, here's a check. And I'm like, okay. And it's like literally attached below. I look at this fucking check and I'm like, bitch, you got this shit off of Google.
Did it have your name?
It had my name on it. It had my name. But I mean, if you do like a certified check, you can do it. If you go to the bank and get a check, they will type your name into the check.
Yeah.
A lot of times. They're not going to write anything down because it's not a personal check.
Yeah.
So, and it was like a, it was actually like a cashier's check. It wasn't like a check.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, you said that you're going to send me a certified check through the mail. So you're already lying or saying.
Or like confusing me, misleading me.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not a dummy.
Yeah. So, like, you've gotten me this far, but barely.
But barely. You got me there on the skin of your teeth. Like, literally, I've already seen quite a few red flags from you, but I was like, I can't really confirm that you're not a fake person. Like I said before, I was like, if this was real, I don't want to offend the person because I could fuck up my money that way. But at the same time, I'm not going to just blatantly believe anything you fucking say to me. That's not how the world works anymore. And so I look at the check and I'm like, bitch, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I know you fucking lying. So I'm like,
bitch, I ain't even got out the bed yet. No. And you're already.
And I was like, but I printed it out because I was like, I'm gonna take this shit to Bank of America. And I was like, I call my dad. And I'm like, Dad, because my dad sent a lot of business. And I'm like, has anyone ever sent you a check, like a photocopied check? And he was like, no. He was like, they can send an e-check, which is like a digital check. Or they send a check through the mail. Or they just deposit the money into your bank account.
Yeah, there's no copy-pasted check.
Yeah, and I was like, you sent me a check. And I was like, girl, you think I'm going to waste my time and put this shit into my Wells Fargo app? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
You think I'm trying to get my account locked and have to call some 800 numbers?
I only got $10 to my name, so you're not going to be able to steal anything if you're trying to. So, and she was like, send me the receipt when you're done. Which I'm like, there would be no receipt. Except for an email, which also has all my bank information on there, which I would have blacked out all of that shit if this was legit. And also, receipt, bitch, no.
No, no.
It's a cashier's check.
You're going to see the money come out of your account.
Well, a cashier's check and a personal check, basically, a cashier's check, they hold the money, they put it into the bank's account. So the bank has a separate account that's linked to that cashier's check. So the money is withdrawn from your bank account. And then you don't have to worry about, oh, overdrafting or whatever. The money's gone. So it's held, and then whenever that person cashes that cashier's check, then the money is released to them. So it's not coming directly from your bank account. It's already in another separate bank account. If it's a personal check, then it comes directly
just
out.
Right out.
Yeah, right out. So I was just like, this is not a real...
Yeah, then why would you need a receipt anyways? Like,
exactly. There's no... You have
you already sent the
have
money
you
away.
Have you got a cashier's check before?
So I've gotten one, but I didn't know. Like,
yeah, when you go
to
get a cashier's check, it's usually two parts. So
you you keep half. And
that's
then,
your receipt.
Yeah.
So I was like, you don't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, I used to get money orders and shit when I like paid my rent.
Yeah,
always.
You pay your rent. So I was like, this is making fucking sense. Whatever. But I was just like, okay. Well, I was like, I didn't even try. I was like, it's not working. It's saying that it won't read the check. And she was like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. And like, the thing is that she didn't respond to me. At this point, I had literally gone to the Bank of America and was already in the fucking police department at this point.
Hey.
It had been like 30 minutes at that point.
Scamming the scammer.
Yeah, so I was like, maybe she's going silent because she knows that I'm not going to, like, she's not going to get money out of this.
Yeah.
So then she texts me, or whoever the fuck this person is, texts me and is just like, we'll send you a check through the mail and then we'll let you, you know, you can deposit it then and I'll give you further instructions. Now, this person also doesn't know that I'm in correspondence with the real Wendy Williams. Let me reactivate my fucking Facebook and let me try to look this person up and see, because I have the address and everything and like where she lives, and on Facebook you can look up like
the
stuff
city
like that. And I was able to find that. But anyway, so I was just like, I already have been talking to this lady. You give me a 30-minute window.
Yeah.
And
gave me 30 minutes to put more effort into this whole scam than you did.
Yeah. So I was like, and I mean, You know I like to troll the trolls.
Yes.
You know I can't help it. I don't have anything else better to do. I was like,
we're unemployed.
I was waiting in the police department for like a good 20 minutes before he even got to me. I already called my parents and let them know what the fuck is up. And so she's like, okay, well, we'll send you a check on Wednesday and I'll give you a tracking number, blah, blah, blah. And you'll get it in the mail. And I'm like, okay, cool. I dare this bitch to send me a fucking another photocopy check. But I also feel like this is the end of it.
Like, yeah.
I feel like they're just like, oh, she's caught on or something. So she's probably not going
to. You never know.
But I try to lead her on to make sure that she doesn't know that I've actually gone.
Did you Google the phone number that's been texting you?
It's from Miami. It's a Miami phone number.
Yeah, but did you Google it?
Yeah, it's Miami. But it doesn't. Nothing else comes up. It's just a Miami area code. So, which, I mean, I can't really match a phone number to a person because a lot of people will get numbers from different
areas. You also can download apps
to do that.
Conceal your number, which I may or may not have done in the past.
I mean, I've concealed, well, I've done delivery or something like that where people have to call me back. So usually most of the time, the app will generate a fake number for you. It'll be like California, Miami, New York, the cities that you know of. Yeah. And I mean, also if I had a business, like I wouldn't have my personal number out there. I would just have a business number that might be from another place, or should I have a work number or something? Yeah. So I'm just like, I already know you really aren't who you're saying you are. So now I'm going to have to like go fill a police report out because Bank of America is like, we can't verify the check because it's not a real check.
Yeah.
It's like a picture.
It's like a fucking copy paste. Like somebody made it on fucking Microsoft Art.
Yeah. So I was just like, this is dumb. So they were like, they said go to the police department and file a police report. So I go there. I get to the police department. And he was like, well, I'm working on something real quick. So he was like, just wait a second. So at this point, that's when she texts me back and it's just like, we'll send you a check on Wednesday. And I'm like, all right, bitch, we'll see what the fuck happens. Because I was like, if this person really does send me a check on Wednesday, then that's cool too. I'm just going to turn it into the police so they can scan it. So I go to the police department and he's like, okay, come back. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, well, what are you here for? And I'm like, well, someone basically tried to scam me and he asked me for the details. I told him everything. I was like, I have text messages, all that stuff. And he was like, okay, well, before we get started on this, he was like, I just want to let you know that we're not going to be able to pursue this person. They're probably overseas. And I was like, I don't want that. I was like, I just want you to make sure that if my ID, and also make sure that if my ID is ever pops up and someone files a police report, that they're able to track it back to me saying that I filed something.
That my identity may have been compromised because somebody else's identity was compromised and that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, at this point, I'm like, I don't even understand how they're able to get money out of this because if they send me a check that's actually real or whatever, and I'm able to deposit it, and then they decide to take it back after I deposit it, they don't throw $5 on top just for inconvenience, like the fraudulent department. No. I've had many times where I've had to get my money back from people, or someone stole my bank account information, and I literally get they only get the exact amount of money that they stole out of my bank account. Yeah. I don't get anything else.
No.
So then,
and it's hard to get that. Like, when my identity got stolen, I had to threaten legal action against the bank for them to stop being like, well, you have to wait a couple of days. I'm like, no. I want my money, and I want to close this account. They didn't want to close the account. Mm. And so they're like,
until the investigation was done.
Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Which I understand, but I want my money out of that account, and you can keep the account open, but I want it shut down after you guys close your case. But give me my money, put it in, so I can put it into a different
account. And I don't want shit else to do with this account. Yeah, like, it's not my account anymore.
Yeah. So he's taking the police report. This was the longest police report that I've ever had to do. And he's like typing. He asked me how to spell my name like 5 different times. And I'm just like, is this real life? Like, is this the Twilight Zone? Like, but I mean, where we live, I mean, obviously he's doing a desk job, like, probably for a reason. Yeah. He looked like he needed his morning coffee or whatever. So he's taking the police report and he's just like, you know, like, it's unfortunate, but he was like, are you still looking for a job? And I was like, well, I actually do have a job interview with another company this coming up Wednesday. So I was like, I'm not really too pissed about it. Most of these people didn't really get any money. They didn't get any money out of it. They just kind of wasted my time. I mean, they wasted not even 4 hours of my time. So
yeah.
He was like, well, you sound like very articulate. You have a great voice. I would like for you to possibly apply for our 911 call center. And I was just like, taken aback.
When a scam turns into a job opportunity.
Yeah. I was just like kind of taken aback. So I was just like, what? But he didn't say articulate. He was just like trying to think of the word.
A word to say, a word to give you a compliment without also like kind of somehow being insulting or like.
Yeah, I mean, because this is like an older white gentleman.
Yeah, because I could also have easily been him saying like, you speak real good for one of your kind or something. And you'd be like.
Well, he even was just like, I can't. He was like, personally, I can't actually do this job because my accent's too thick and, you know, they would never understand me. And I was like, oh, well, thank you so much, you know, for telling me that. Because I do have a lot of people that tell me that they love my voice.
Yeah.
And he's like, your voice is really calming and soothing, so I think that you'd be a really great as a 911 operator. And he was like, please just go on the job website. He was like, we're hiring right now, $16 an hour. And I was like, bitch. But yeah. So, yeah. So that's how I got kind of scammed and got a job opportunity out of it. So that's pretty much the end of it right now. But as soon as they send me that check, I'm just going to blow her full fucking spot up.
Yeah.
Just be like, so interesting.
You should take a selfie at the jail.
Just be like, I tried to cast a check and they arrested me. And now they're saying that they're going to investigate you. I don't know. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do because I love to troll people. Ugh, especially if they are in the wrong. If they trolled me originally.
Where does that lady live? The real Wendy?
The real Wendy?
Is she in Georgia?
Well, edit it out. I didn't ask her how. She doesn't really know how they acquired her ID.
I just was wondering if she's close enough for you to like meet up and like take a selfie and send it. like if she lived.
Oh, well, I met
I just ran into Wendy.
Funny that you mention it. She's my next door neighbor, actually.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they scammed this person and like the person that they used was like actually like their daughter or some shit?
This one girl was a bartender and somebody handed her her old ID.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
I knew you were saying some shit like that. That or like someone like hands you your debit card. I think that happened to. Well, no, there was a video of that lady. She was at Starbucks and like.
The girl went to the back and then like
bought some Sephora or some shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know you were using my debit card. She's like, I'm calling. She's like, please, I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah, she
I'm
admits so sorry. To it.
And I'm like, you're at work. You're already getting a fucking paycheck. Yeah. Really?
She's like, you were gone for so long and I saw you. I could see you through the window. Because what she did was she, like, took receipt paper and, like, scratched over her card and then wrote down the...
Which I was like, you have to be careful nowadays. Now I feel like I'm just going to have to use a fucking Visa gift card. Especially when I go to Miami. Because Miami, they be scamming the fuck out of people.
Of course.
They scam the fuck out. And then they have the audacity to charge me a resort fee or, like, a service fee. And then on top of that, they're asking me for a tip. Bitch, the service fee is the tip.
Yeah.
The fuck? You're not about, and the service fee is like 15%.
Oh, no, no, no.
And the bill, like, most of the time, I mean, everything's upcharged because it's Miami.
Yeah.
And, like, we went to dinner, and dinner was like, it was like $46 for my meal. I got a dinner meal. Like, I got.
Did you get some seafood?
Girl, we went to a Cuban restaurant, and the Cuban food doesn't really, I mean, they have seafood, but, like, all the stuff that they had was, like, marinated pork and, like, beef and stuff like that, and chicken. Oh, my God. But it was so delicious. It melted in my mouth. But anyways, I got, like, a drink or two and then, like, a dinner. So it was $46, which is not bad.
That's not horrible for two drinks and dinner.
That's the original price. Mm-hmm. Then the resort fee was, like, an extra, like, $15.
No.
And then on top of that, they were like, you're supposed to tip. And I was like, the fuck?
So you're telling me my total bill is $60 and you want a 20% tip. So you want $75 for
a meal that costs probably $35.
Yeah.
Not ridiculous. They charged us for water.
Oh, hell no.
And I was like, no, we're not doing this shit.
Yeah.
And we stayed in it wasn't Airbnb, but Airbnb, I guess, does hotels too, or like boutique hotels.
I think so. I think sometimes people own the rooms individually.
Well, this place was owned by like a whole, like, it was a hotel. So I guess
they posted it on Airbnb.
Yeah. So, but I didn't book it. Kyrie booked it. So he got it and it was like, I guess through Airbnb. And whenever we got there, he was like, it's a $100 deposit. And Kyrie was like, you guys didn't say any of that. And it's also not on your Airbnb post or whatever. And he was like, whatever, fine. As long as I get my fucking money back.
Yeah, it better not be a non-refundable deposit.
Exactly. So we went up to the room and, like, it was okay. It was okay. It was not the worst hotel room that I stayed in. But the bathroom was iffy as fuck. Like, the window had, like, the window literally was, like, had a hole in it. Like, you could reach the outside. Well, not reach the outside. You could stick some fingers through it.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, and I was like, it's hot as fuck in Miami, so all the air was just being sucked out of that fucking window.
Yeah.
And the shower, it was like an above shower head. You cannot adjust it. It literally was like a rain shower. And I was like, my weave. I cannot take a shower with my weave. And this thing is like literally like on top of me. Yeah. That's the only way I can get able to get my body wet. So I had to like limbo. So I'm like limboing like this and like
having like, to like bend over. Bag, like all over your head. Yeah. Like trying your best.
It was a hot mess. It was not the worst hotel I've seen in, but it didn't really matter because we only stayed in the hotel for maybe a few hours. We slept that night, and I mean the rest of the time we were pretty much out getting fucked up.
It's Miami. Miami. Miami.
It was great. It was a great time. But yeah, they scam up there. Well, down there.
Down there.
Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo Jack.
I have that shit on DVD.
I think I do too. It might even be on VHS, honestly. That wasn't that weird if in between time period of life.
Probably when you get it you on could VHS buy those. And DVD.
Yeah. Available on DVD and VHS, wherever you purchase home videos.
And then Netflix came in the clutch.
And they're like, you can get that shit in the mail, and then we're going to make them completely irrelevant.
Well, I mean, they still do it, too.
They do still have
But it's mail. Like, I mean, it's expensive.
Or like, if you're part of SAG, then you get the screeners in the mail, but I am not a part of SAG, because I'm not an actor anymore. And haven't been since I was in high school.
Hey everybody, it's Catherine. If you made it through that episode, I commend you. It's actually old audio that Khadijah and I had recorded way back in like January or February when we were first creating High Time for True Crime. We just wanted to release it as a little bonus episode to say thank you for all the listens, and it's a pretty damn funny story. So once again, I will plug our social medias. We're on all platforms at High Time for True Crime. I'm going to throw a little outtake here on the end of this for you, and once again, sorry for ruining your day. Bye.
Ooh, now you're a pre-cola.
I hit record right before you did that.
I love that commercial.
Same. Also, those are like, colas. I do sometimes when I'm sick.
I used to eat cough drops, but I think everyone's eating cough drops.
Yeah.
When they're not supposed to.